Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got an action-packed hour of adventure for the listeners tonight. We've got our returning champion. I feel like this is like Jeopardy, but, you know, and it's like coming back for the 18th day in a row. We've got Zoe Nicholas. She is a psychic healer out of Seattle, Washington, and she's going to be joining the show. She's actually already on air with us. So if she's already on air, I'm going to actually call her kind of like a guest co-host tonight, but she is our VIP special guest star. And number one, welcome back to the show, Zoe. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, feeling wonderful. How are you, Garrett?
I'm doing great. So it's been a month, and I'm going to tell you, you are one of my guilty pleasures to have on the show every month because the listeners go nuts for you, and it's always a treat to be able to bring someone special like you on and have you have such great feedback with the listeners. But before we get to listeners and all of that, because I know we're going to actually talk about some stuff tonight before we take listener calls, and I think that's actually more important a lot of times, especially when we have a guest like you, and we want to make sure people really truly get the benefit and understanding of the reading and the healing that you are offering today. So that's number one. But number two, how did you spend your 4th of July? Did you do anything fun?
I did, you know, because I live, eat, and breathe what I do. I was actually working at a psychic fair. And it was a lot of fun. And believe it or not, there was actually quite a number of people that came through. The upside is that particular venue is inside of a hotel. So you would be very surprised at the number of people who like to poke their head in and kind of sniff around a little bit, and then they decide, let me try it. So that's
cool.
How I spent my 4th. Yeah, how about you?
Oh, mine wasn't so exciting. I went down, I live in Huntington Beach, and so I went down to the Huntington Beach 4th of July parade. I am told, so I don't want to debate it with anybody because I'm not the one that certifies it, but I'm told that it's the largest 4th of July parade west of the Mississippi. Now, every town could possibly say that. I don't know, but it is quite big, and it goes on for several hours. But I went and did that for a little bit, but came back home before 12 o'clock noon, and, you know, I just sat out here with the neighborhood and listened to all the music and all of that, but the fireworks were really kind of crazy. So I gave my dogs a little ground-up Benadryl with their dinner at about 5 o'clock and put them to bed about 8, which means sliding them all underneath the covers. And so I sat here petrified they're going to, you know, have night terrors or something like that. And they were out like a light. And I kept thinking I should have gone out and done something. But, you know, I sat home with the dogs.
Yeah, you know, after a busy day at the fair and stuff, it was nice. I had a nice light dinner. And then I stayed inside and it kind of sounded like gunfire for the next 5 hours.
I know.
And then
it's
all
like
of a sudden it was done.
I'm glad it was done for you. I mean, I was out, but I had neighbors saying, did you hear that it was going on until like 3 or 4 in the morning? And I said, I slept like a log. So, but anyway, we're past all of that. So we kind of have, I don't want to call it an outline, but we're, you know, kind of formalized today. So everybody who's listening, we're going to be doing something that you might not be hearing on other shows that you may listen to, but I think it's really exciting to share the education piece of what you are going to be talking with the listeners tonight about. Zoe, can you tell us a little bit about that? But and also where people can go and find you, both in person, you talked about the psychic fair, but also, you know, online and that type of stuff too.
Oh, absolutely. So number one, everyone is welcome, of course, to go to my website, www.zoenicholaus.com. There is a tab there called Events. The July calendar is out there at present, so whoever would like to, feel free to go out there and they can check where I'm physically going to be at. This coming Saturday, very interesting venue. It's called the Meeker Mansion. And the Meeker Mansion is in Little Old Puyallup, Washington. And it is said that Mrs. Meeker, first of all, it's an old, beautiful Victorian home. And the wife, who had been there for many years, she apparently is still there. And she loves to present herself. And so my first time there, I actually had a table in her bedroom. And so she was very busy in the closet. So I invited people to come in, you know, as people were traipsing around through the mansion, and go into the closet and see if they could feel her energy. And she definitely made herself present. So anyway, yes, she sure did.
Oh my God.
You know, with the chilly air, make your hair stand up. And it's interesting, you know, some people feel energy, some people don't. It's cool, but I most definitely had my own experience with her. So anyway, I will be back there this coming Saturday, and this time I'm in the parlor. So that's a very big deal. It's on the main floor, great big beautiful room with a piano in it. So that'll be interesting as well. So that's where I am this weekend. My spiritual home, my spiritual wellness practice is actually in Puyallup as well, at Mystical Pathways. And that's a very interesting venue. We are all about spiritual wellness. The owner is a shaman. Very interesting experience. It's neat to be able to learn from someone like him. We also deal with the energies and the vibrations of the Ascended Masters. And so that is one thing that absolutely makes us unique. We walk in a vibration of truth and love, and we hold on to that. And so for every person that comes in the door, they get to leave a changed person in a positive way. We've got crystals, essential oils, all kinds of neat things to help support people on their spiritual path, whatever it is, whether they're seeking something heavy duty or something light, we are there for them. I'm usually there as the reader of the day. We've got our once a month psychic fair coming up on July the 18th. So that's always free admission. People are welcome to come in and see who's there and just try on a reading for size. So anyway, so that's what's going on at present. And that's usually where people can find me, though, is at Mystical Pathways in Puyallup. So
okay.
Anyway.
So what does, when people go to Mystical Pathways, when they decide they want to have a reading, whether it's with you or with the shaman that's there, or how do you determine, and also if you want to have like different modalities, you know, if you want to be using crystals or essential oils for other things that are going on, how do you pick, or how do you help guide people to pick out things that might be helpful to them?
Well, oftentimes following our intuition, first of all, in terms of readers, there is the business side of things. So various readers come and they read on certain days. So that's how that works. So we make sure that, you know, there's someone available every day regardless. Secondly, after a reading, which also for my practice includes healing, depending on the nature of the reading. What was it like? What does this person need? Are we talking about something that perhaps they need to work on being grounded? That's usually most people. Do they need something to dissolve negativity? Some people get very stressed out, winged out, understandable in this day and time that we live in. So for that, we have a lovely formula called green calcite, which is a magnificent pretty green crystal stone, and you hold on to that, and the energy of that stone, it immediately elicits just this calming feeling. I don't know how else to describe it other than it's just lovely, you know. And so depending on the person, depending on the nature of the reading, and most importantly, depending on where they're at right now, I tend to bring people into the shop area after a reading, and that's what we do. We kind of look around. Would they need a candle that's been charged up with Reiki? The candles, they all represent different things. We have candles for joy, candles for love. There's even a candle for Ascended Masters. There's a candle for spirit. So again, depending on what's going on with this person, what kind of tools can they get, you know, receive that's going to be gently affordable? And those are the little things that they can take away with them to support them. Because in all honesty, after a person comes in for a reading or healing, whatever it is they need, we don't know if we're ever going to see them again. So the best thing that we can do is to educate, okay, how can you support yourself from this moment forward? What can you take with you to support the changes that have just happened, and or to support your intention of your path, what's going on. So that's what we do. It's on a very unique case-by-case basis, and of course, always meeting the person where they're at in their path.
And so let me ask you this. How do you define healing as a person that is, you know, meets people, you know, both in person and then over Skype and telephone like you're doing tonight?
How do I define healing? Okay.
Yeah.
Healing is it's a very big category. And so I would like to talk about how it pertains to my practice and what it is that I do when I meet with people. First of all, I am a certified theta healer. Theta healing is about changing beliefs. Oftentimes, we humans, we want to, you know, we somehow manage to get these crazy beliefs going on. And it's kind of silly, really, depending on the nature of it. But there's a way to go in. It's a verbal process, and pull old beliefs and download new beliefs. I'm also a certified prana healer, and prana is the energy of the chakras. We all have seven energy centers. And so between the theta healing and the prana healing, and then I also do something called spiritual response technique. And what this is, it's pendulum work. I work with 32 charts. That's a lot of charts.
Wow.
And there is a master chart. And so when I have someone sitting in front of me, it's like, okay, you know, where do we need to begin? There's a very, very, very detailed, explicit process of clearing first before that question is asked. Where do we begin? So with each person, the healing involves several things. First of all, with my charts, we visit past lives, and I know that some people, they tend to get involved in the glamour. Ooh, what was I in a past life? I was a this and I was a that.
Well, everybody's Cleopatra or King Tut, right?
Yeah. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Alex the Great or whatever.
Right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
we've all been somebody somewhere at some point in time, and it was all fun, I'm sure. And then we moved on. So most importantly, what the work that I do, I go in there and help to identify, okay, so here's the storyline. It's usually the storyline of who did what to who, for how many cookies, who died, and who stayed and retained the power, or so they thought. But it's a matter of identifying what are the patterns, what are the negative energies, what was the specific pattern, what was the storyline, and how does that correlate right now into this person's life? Right here, right now. How is it playing out? Okay, so now we're in the 2000 whatevers, and now we're a this, and now we have this role, and now our job consists of whatever. What are the similarities of the storylines? What are the energies? So I go in there, I facilitate, I work through spirit and ask, okay, where are the patterns? What are the negative energies? How is that playing out? Is that enough to clear? Usually the answer is yes. So with the help of my charts, the pendulum and spirit, all of this is, it's directed. It's extremely methodical. It's very detail-oriented. Once I get in there and get going, I get completely lost in it. While I'm doing this, the other part of the healing is this. I bring in the component of the theta healing. Are these energies still alive and well at the DNA level, at the ENA, at the RNA? And we forget about that. Is it still alive in the ancestral line? Is this going on still? Are we carrying this into the future? There's several very explicit questions that I ask throughout the process. And so with the healing style that I use in my practice, it clears, it goes back, it identifies what is the issue. And understand that when these issues and emotions are identified, or we have had this pattern, once this pattern is named, and identified. It's kind of like the angels and God and everybody's up there going, oh, thank God. Okay, we can take that one off the table now. Now let's put the pot of roses on there instead. So it's a matter of identifying, clearing, removing, and bringing in what I call the direct positive polar opposite. Now, this has done some pretty amazing stuff for certain people. For example, I must share this testimony. I had a young lady come back to the psychic fair this past Saturday. Her very first psychic fair ever was 2 months ago. And this woman is probably in her mid-30s, has been married for several years, and for the last 6 years, she and her husband had been trying to have a baby. Nothing, 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 nothing. They searched high and low. So this lady wandered into the fair 2 months ago, and she thought, well, I'm going to try anything. She and her husband were at a desperate place. So she did see another person, and then she came to my table. She let me know her story, and she asked me how long it would take. I said, oh, probably 15 minutes. And she was just bewildered. She said, well, I've been trying for 6 years, or we've been trying for 6 years. And I said, well, let's try 15 minutes and see what happens. So, yeah. So anyway, what we did the past life research, identify the patterns, change a whole bunch of stuff around, because she also had some beliefs going on, such as, I can't get pregnant because, you know, someone else may kill me. And so if I bring a life in here, I'm going to be killed. Serious, yes. These kinds of themes run rampant within people, and they don't even realize it half the time. So within a matter of 15 minutes, we did that kind of thing. And then I also work with the Archangel Oracle cards. So we just put a few cards down, and they were very supportive of the work that was done. I wished her well, and off she trotted. She came in this past Saturday with her husband. Zoe, 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 I need to see you. And I said, okay. Guess what? I'm 7 weeks pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, so she was so excited. And she said, I never knew about psychics. I didn't know that I believed in psychics. This is a former military lady who teaches women how to shoot guns at present. And so this is what worked. And it's amazing. I've had other wonderful, exciting experiences with people. I've also had my first client with Theta Healing, very much in love with someone she thought was for her best. And we did the work, and I got the phone call an hour later saying he broke up with me. And I said,
oh my God,
you know, I'm so sorry, but understand it's for your highest and best. If something is not for a person's highest and best, it will leave because it's making way for something greater. And do you know, within a year, the most wonderful man walked into her life, and the whole time as an adult, she'd been looking for Mr. Wonderful. He was only 45 minutes away. And they've been together ever since, and now they're married.
Oh my word, that's
fascinating.
Awesome.
Yes, so the thing with healing is this. It's pretty intense. The work, the type of healing that I do, it is unique. Healing is also individual for each person. It's always, the healing component is always going to be up to that individual soul. Do they really believe it, or do they not? They can consciously believe it, but their soul might still be like, you know, not sure about all this, which also means that something is, you know, from the past, once upon a time in another life, something happened, and, you know, they're just keeping themselves protected. Nothing wrong with that. So, which leads us then to the question of, is healing instant, or does it take time? The answer to that question is yes to both. Healing is instant always. It is done. There's a phrase that many people say, it is done, it is done, it is done. And it is done. Now we go into the mind talk of the individual. Do they really believe this? If they have a hint of any doubt whatsoever, it is no longer done. However, they can also go back in. So much of healing, we can heal, we can clear energies from the physical body. The beautiful, lovely woman and her husband finally got pregnant. We can do all kinds of work like this. However, it's still up to the individual. Do they believe they're worthy? Which is a common negative energy for probably 99% of the people. We don't believe we're worthy. We don't believe that we deserve to receive healing and or to be healed. And then finally, I wanted to explain also, you know, we've been talking about healing here a little bit intensely. How does that play into getting a psychic reading? And,
perfect question.
You know, yeah, so yes, absolutely. So the thing, here's what I am. First of all, first and foremost, I am a healer. With the healing, with the clearing, you know, everyone has a story. And so once they sit down, I always took notes. For a long, long time, I would take notes. Not so much because I wanted to dig into the story, but to understand what are the markers here. Okay, what's the pattern? What are the markers? What is going on here? And then I'm just, you know, I take it in, just say, okay, let's go. So during the journey of the reading, because the information still comes in, I am also at the same time, with their permission and always with their permission, going in to clear up this congestion. And I think that's probably the easiest word to describe. Clear out the congestion of the negativity, clear out the congestion of the patterns, the beliefs, what in the world is going on here. Also, sometimes the person may simply be riddled with entities and other dark energies. So then it's a matter of clearing that stuff out as well. So once that stuff is cleared out, set aside, it actually then creates a different psychic reading. It creates a different outcome because now we have the person's energies in a more, oh, middle of the road, or let's say balanced. Now their energies are far more balanced. Now their energies are far more ready to receive the information. You know, for example, if a person came in riddled with entities and they say they want to know about something, would it really matter whatever the information was? Because they'll walk right back, you know, walk right back out the door and continue on with their perceived truth of the situation. However, during the healing process and then receiving the reading and then receiving the information after the congestion is cleared, it just simply makes for a clearer reading and a more truthful reading. So that's the amazing part of it. I love doing the healing part of it because it really does change energy. And it's the energy within the person and also in their energy field because, you know, once a person comes in and agrees, yes, I would like this done, they're forever changed. Whether they realize it or not. Perceptions change. I love working with women that just find themselves in very challenging positions. And, you know, once these places of congestion get cleared out, and then they really start to believe, you know what, I think this might be possible. It, you know, and when I help people to understand, you are in your driver's seat. And guess what? You are behind the wheel. And by the way, that's the gas pedal on the floor. And then there's the brake. Once they realize that they can be in control of their own vehicle called person and life, it just makes for a different world. I find it to be very powerful. And I know several of my clients have found it to be very powerful as well.
So I know that you've talked a little bit about this, but, you know, so just for example's sake, the second that you're done talking to every single caller tonight, their life should just instantly be magically transformed that exact moment, correct?
Well, yes, and that's going to be up to them as well. Because why? It's always their choice. It's always their choice. Yeah, and so based on what they need.
And what I wanted to, I guess I was trying to be a little sarcastic there. You know, even though they are changed, you know, it's not like, you know, they're going to blink their eyes and then the sky's going to turn from cloudy to blue. You know, sometimes the change is happening or has been made, but it's not a change that, you know, it's not like you go and log on to your Wells Fargo account. Oh, and now I have that $10 million. I'm so glad I called Zoe.
Not quite, because we still have to do what? We still have to live our life. If I could magically shake or wave a little magic wand and throw glitter and say, oh my God, your life is forever changed, I'd love it if it really was that way. And guess what? No, we still have to walk outside those doors. We still got to climb back up on that horse, this thing called life, and we got to keep going. And sometimes, and this is the hard part for me, it's a matter of watching sometimes a person having to fall back down, having to realize, oh yeah, that really isn't serving me. What do I do now? Well, I need to go back to square one and I need to start over. And so I have seen that happen, and that's happened in my life, and I've seen it happen in many other people's lives. However, with a little bit more tweaking, a little more educating, sometimes just talking it out for a little while, people start to get more clear. Will their life be different if they choose for it to be? Yes. Will it be magically different if they perceive it that way? Yes. But guess what? You still have to continue doing what you're doing anyway. And then you have to decide, is this really supporting your truth? Is whatever you're doing, is that really supporting you? Or are you repeating the same thing over and over and expecting different results, which, as we know, is called insanity?
Well, we're going to get to the calls in just a second, but I would like to ask that question, because I know, you know, sometimes even with best intentions, you know, we want to break that habit, break that pattern, end the relationship, quit that job, or make just a better choice in maybe eating habits or something like that. But we get drawn back into that same old thing. Right. Do you have any advice for people who have, you know, have gotten maybe a reading from you or other people and then continue to go back and do that same thing? You know, how do you have any encouragement to kind of like finally get them to take that step that they needed to take versus going backwards and repeating the same behaviors that they continued to do in the past?
Yes. First and foremost, when we have issues, myself included, we have a tendency to look around us and, oh, that clothes hamper did it to me. Oh, that chair in the corner did it to me. We tend to put ourselves in a place where we're the center of our universe and everything outside of us is the issue, is the problem, is the fault. We tend to place ourselves in a space of victimhood. When we acknowledge and face ourselves, when we go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, okay, hey, you are where I need to start. When we are willing and have the courage to go within ourselves first, and open up that door and say, okay, it's pretty dark here in this attic space. I need to turn the light on. I need to get in here and see what's what. So with these things that do keep coming up, what's going on? Why do I keep doing this? Number one, it is a pattern. But number two, it starts within us. You know, a lot of people will say, I hate my job. I need to quit. I'm going to quit and go get another one. Well, you can do that, and all this luggage and drama and trauma that you're carrying within, it's going to come with you. So what we do in a session is we sit down, we open up that door, which can be very scary. Many of my clients sit and cry because it is very emotional. It's very difficult. It takes so much courage for us to look at ourselves, and again, myself included. When we go inside and figure out, okay, where is the programming going haywire? Where is it in our little hard drive of self? Where is it that we need to readjust? What do we need to kick out? What do we need to replace? And then we move forward in that. And that is also what helps us move forward in a vibration of love and truth and integrity. So everything going on in our world always starts within. when we are willing to finally step up and face it, own it, and decide to make the changes, that's when our external universe will begin to change. Because when we change our vibration on the inside, the external vibration begins to respond. And that's what starts to bring the new balance.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are we ready for some calls?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's
now,
do it.
Did I read somewhere that you were going to make a special announcement tonight about the number 7?
Yes. So for our 7th caller, whoever you are, guess what? You are being gifted with a free 15-minute reading. And so this is going to be very exciting. So caller number 7, whoever you are, blessings. You have a gift coming your way.
And this is not a 15-minute reading tonight. This would be a 15-minute reading at a different time. Okay.
Absolutely, at a different time. And when that person is identified, I will simply ask that that person go to my website and fill out the contact form. And then I will, you know, one-on-one coordinate with that individual for their reading. So,
cool.
Yes,
so
that will work.
This
so,
is
yeah.
very exciting. By the way, we have got about 8 million people that are in the call queue tonight. I need to let you
Woo-hoo!
Know that if you want to take advantage of this offer and be potentially the 7th caller tonight, you must press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, you're just calling in to listen to the show from your telephone, which people do every night of the week. So a lot of times if people are just calling to listen, they don't want me to, you know, screen the call and say, hey, you know, what question do you want to ask Zoe tonight? But if you do want to ask, you got to press that 1. Otherwise, I'm just going to let you sit there, which is great, but I'm not going to pick up the line because you haven't identified yourself that you want to talk. So with that, I want to say let's welcome our first caller, which is T to the line. T, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Hello. Zoe. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Good. What can we do for you?
I just wanted something general. I didn't want anything specific. Just, you know, anything that, you know, you get.
Sure. Okay. Let's see here. The first thing I'm seeing with you, you have been feeling like a caged bird. What I'm seeing is a gold cage with a white dove, and that's getting ready to be, the door is getting ready to open and to be released. So
Yay.
In your life, yes, in your life, you've been going through a lot of restrictions internally, both at home and in your work, and you have been processing a lot in terms of internal change. What do I need to do? You're not one to be a wild risk taker, so the steps that you're taking are perfect for you, but you're at a point now where you're ready to say, okay, you're realizing that you are the one that owns the key to your own freedom. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. And so you are going to proceed forward with that. You're going to do so, again, carefully. Again, you like to be very mindful of what you're doing. Let's see here. Things are a little bit calculated for you, which is good. However it is that you process, which again is very carefully and methodically, it is serving you well. Remember to stay connected with Source, who we also call God, Universe, Creator, etc. Stay connected because that is what's guiding you. Your guides, yes, they are talking to you. They've been talking to you. They've been politely nudging you. And by the way, you have a child guide, a joy guide, who likes to move things around in your home. Make sense? Yeah, that confirmed
it. You know,
it's
so
okay.
funny you say that. I lose. I'm known, like, it's part of my character. And I promise you, I swear I'll be losing my mind. If things are just constantly misplaced and I just don't know where to find them. Like, I'm looking right now, before I was talking to you, I'm looking for my book to study because I have a really important test, you know, coming up. And I cannot find this book. I don't know where it is. And this is something that happens every week. I don't know where it's at.
Well, first of all, you are connected. They've been trying to get your attention, and the child has definitely got your attention. I would actually look inside of a closet or under a bed, under a box. Very interesting. And the final place I would look is out in your car. If you have a vehicle.
Okay, I did that. I did the car. But I'm not sure. I'm like, okay, why would they hide the book? They know I need this for this test.
It's called The Universe is Saying, Asking You, May I Have Your Attention, Please? And you're like, yeah, I'll get with you in a second. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. It's trying to stop and say, okay, go ahead.
Do you know exactly what they're trying to say? Because I can definitely validate with you and tell you that exactly what's going on. But I know they speak to me, but I don't, maybe I'm not paying attention because I really don't. I have no clue. And I call to maybe get a sense of like a message because I really I know I'm supposed to be doing something. But I really, really have no clue. Like, really not.
Well, for one thing, you've got people in spirit that would like to communicate with you. And there will be a time in your life, if you so choose, that people will come to you and work through you, those in spirit, to give other people messages. And so for right now, one of the reasons they are getting your attention is so that you can begin to find a place for you to develop spiritually so that you can grow and understand better what this is, and also to be able to discern, are these people here for your highest and best or for someone else's highest and best, or do they need help transitioning from here to the other side? So that, I believe, may be part of what's going on with you right now. So the best thing to do is actually each day, if you can, just take a few minutes to sit quietly and wait for them to visit. And when I say that, whatever ideas come into your mind, pay very close attention to that, because sometimes that is the answer. You see, another way to quickly meditate, because a lot of people really don't have time, is literally just go outside, take off your shoes, and stand in the grass and just close your eyes for a few minutes. Yeah, but get into kind of a regular little thing. Even first thing in the morning, if you get up, stand outside for a few minutes just to help get yourself grounded first. Ground yourself, get yourself focused, and over time, hindsight is always, it is an excellent teacher, and you'll be able to see the pattern here. Also, if you're not journaling, I would highly suggest starting to journal that so you can keep note, because as you keep note, then you will start to see what the patterns are. Most importantly, they're asking you to focus and to learn how to listen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will.
Yeah. And you will find your book. You'll find your book when they decide it's time. So just ask them to please return it, and to return it in love, and that just let them know that you love them. But it is a child, little child guide around you, usually playing to get your attention. That's what that's about.
Okay. Do you see me passing the test?
Will you pass the test? Are you prepared?
I do see you. It's like the SAT.
Okay.
For the SAT,
that's
it's
true.
Like you can just know the strategies how to how to take the test.
Correct. Yeah. So step one is this: just stay focused in the moment, because it is a matter of you getting your mind focused. Because you have a tendency to kind of spread yourself out thin out there, so to speak. So as you're taking each of the tests, be in that moment, stay in that moment, be present in the moment, keep your mind there. As you do this, you're developing your own news cycle, and each test that you're taking, each segment of each test you're taking, do that. It's one step, one step, one step, one step. In the big picture, yes, I do see you passing.
Okay.
But it's a matter of you staying persistent on your end, because it's up to you to continue to do that work. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Really, T, thanks for your call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted.
Thanks.
And our next call is coming from Rondrea. Rondrea, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My question is, I have a boyfriend and a birthmark on the same spot. I just want to know, are we soulmates because of that, by chance?
You know, can you repeat the question, please?
Okay. I have a boyfriend, and we both have a birthmark in the same spot, same exact area. I want to know, are we soulmates because of that?
Are you what because of that?
Soulmates.
Soulmates.
Soulmates? Okay. Okay. Something different on my phone, at my end of the phone. Okay. So that's very interesting. Birthmarks can be a number of things. And anyway, you two clearly have been together in a past life. And it's kind of like kids in this lifetime where they each prick the end of their finger for blood and claim themselves blood brothers or blood sisters. So number one, you two made the agreement to come back. And that was your mark of recognition for one another. So that's the first thing. The second thing is soulmate. Yes, you two are meant to be together. The term soulmate can be, there's many, many aspects of that word. I feel it's used a little bit too loosely. Were you destined to be together and to meet? Absolutely. What you choose to do with that from this point forward is up to you two, because sometimes soulmates come together to work out unfinished business, and when the business has been addressed and completed, then that would signal the end of a cycle, so to speak. So it's up to you two to decide, you know, where are you at and how you would like to proceed forward. There is a lot of freedom with choices. But I think it's a beautiful thing that both of you chose the same markings so that you would recognize one another. Absolutely. And in the past life, what I can tell you is that there was great love. One of you, however, died suddenly, and it was due simply to war. And it's like he went away to fight and came back, and you were gone. So anyway, this was a way for you guys to stay together forever. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Rondrea. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
And our next call is calling from, well, it's Andy. Andy, welcome back to the show. You're live with Zoe.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Andy. You're welcome. How are you?
Good, good. Great night. Great show.
Good. Excellent. How can I help
I wanted to ask a question about work. I work part-time and go to school full-time, and sort of am wondering if I need to change up my job at the moment to get a little bit of different experience, or if I need to increase the hours at this current one, which they've offered to me, actually to double the hours. I work in research, excuse me, and I'm wondering if I need to get a little more clinical experience.
Okay. My first question to you is, how does this school parallel your work? Is it directly related, or is it a different interest field altogether?
It directly parallels. It's directly related.
Okay. So with you, what I see going on is this. It's like there's an inner capsule and an outer capsule to you. And you are very good at what you do anyway. And with the research, while you have found it interesting, the clinical appears to be more interesting simply because it's different. However, definitely, if it is possible, try it on for size and see what you think. The schooling will, number one, schooling will always follow you and be with you no matter what. This is part of who you are. And later on, regardless of your age, later on, it's possible that you may end up on the academia side.
Oh, wow.
If not a professor, at least teaching at the college level. So, for example, if you have a master's degree or higher, depending on the state you're in, it is possible to be able to teach at a community college level. So in time, I would say within the next 5 years, I do see you entertaining that possibility. With you entering the clinical side of things, that will bring your wealth of information to the table in a unique way. However, one little trick with the academia is they tend to stick with folks who have been on more or less a linear path with both their education and their career. But you are someone, you're very mental, you have an excellent scientific mind, you're both left brain and right brain, you're wonderful at being able to go to work, be strictly left brain, then you go outside in the real world, and you can click back over right brain, go shopping, etc. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so.
you're able to do both sides without a problem. So, which is great because that simply says that you understand balance and you know how to incorporate and bring in balance into your life. So for you, learning the clinical side would definitely make you, of course, that would be a stronger thing for the job market. And it will help you later on when it is time for you, should you decide to enter the academia portion. So I do see you eventually working at a university. So keep that in mind as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a mentor who is definitely pushing me, towards that. But I actually need to make some more money at this time, and the clinical side certainly is paying better. So,
Yeah, and remember, this is still your life. You're still in your own driver's seat. And, we're in charge of the business of ourselves. So, handle your business and be very astute with it as you are anyway. That comes through really clear. She's very astute. Okay, so you would definitely be able, which is excellent. It's excellent. It is nice to, especially at the level that you're at, it's nice for folks to deal with someone who is astute, who is feeling sure of themselves because of what you're doing. It's pretty critical that people can trust your information, your data, your details, and most importantly, how you communicate and dispense the information. So, yeah, most definitely clinical would serve you well. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Andy.
You bet.
Have a great night.
You too.
And our next caller is Karen from Chicago. Karen, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question. I'm looking for a job right now, and I'm wondering if you see me finding one. I'm hanging in as best as I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so Karen, you're in Chicago. Okay. First of all, as I read your energies are not real strong. So my first suggestion would be, I'm not sure what the weather's like there, but if you can get outside a little bit each day to help raise your vibration, that would be absolutely wonderful. So that's a very simple thing. With what you're doing, I can feel where you feel like you're at a dead end. You feel like you've done everything possible and you're just kind of beside yourself. And I also see that you're a person that doesn't want to be a bother to anybody, meaning if you need help with anything, you have a tendency to just stick to your own. You would rather fight through it and suffer through it versus asking for help. So, Karen, it's time to speak up and just say, hey, I could use a little help over here. If it involves, you know, going out and using, you know, having to ask for community resources, et cetera, that's perfectly fine. I'm not sure what your work skills have been. However, I do see you going to a temp agency and going that route for this moment in time. So that would be the first thing to consider. And don't limit yourself to just one. Go to probably, you know, at least three of them. Three is an excellent number. I love the power of three, body, mind, and spirit. So if you can begin to gain a perception of, as you do this, you're moving, again, connect with God. Connect with your spirit on the inside. Move about this from a spiritual perspective. Okay, I'm here. I chose to be here. Okay, it's time for me to speak up. I need to ask. This is your time to find your voice, Karen. It is. So that's kind of what we're really looking at. Yes, the job is coming, but when we kind of start to open the door and crack a little bit of light in there, as I referred to earlier in the evening, that's what's going on here. So as you take those few little steps here and there, it's you're going to really enjoy the balance that it's going to start to bring. So does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, excellent. And with you doing this, I actually see you getting, even if a temp position, sooner than later within the next, probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks, if that. So, yeah, it's out there and it's actually waiting for you. Also pray and ask that this is brought to you and start listening. Where do I need to go? Okay, I'm feeling like I need to go over here. Act on it. Just do it. But again, when we pray to God, ask for these things to come to us. We don't have to sit here and wait and wonder, is he going to drop the pot of gold now or what? No, just say, hey, bring it here. And then follow what your ideas are. Just connect the dots and move forward. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Right. That's great news, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you. I will try.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay, we are getting down to it. So we're going to try to be quick with the next call, a bunch of calls here so we can get as many people in as we can. Our next caller is Lisa. Lisa, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead.
Yes, hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a question concerning the pursuit of a licensing agreement with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to know what you pick up about that as far as the best approach I can take with that.
Number one, it feels like it's actually been very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of restraints going on with that individual. Also with you, so that's extremely stressful. So number one, you may want to write down on a separate piece of paper, is this something that you actually want to continue to do or do with this person?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I don't know if you've been to an attorney as far as the licensing goes or perhaps mentioned a phrase called the Department of Revenue and just state, you know, okay, here's the criteria. You know, when you can talk about it, refer to this fact-based with this individual. Okay, this is what we need to do to conform to the DOR criteria. So what does that look like for you? And, you know, you'll be able to gauge the response pretty darn well, trust me. So I'm not sure that it's the right fit, but if you can approach it from the third party, and entertain the conversation from that perspective and pay attention to how they respond, and also how is it making you feel on the inside. It's like you already know, you already have your answers, you're just seeking validation of, oh, this is what I want to do, which is I would like to dump this person and do it on my own. That's kind of what's really going on. Does that sound right?
I really don't want to dump the person, but I did hire a lawyer. And what I want to do is not feel intimidated. That's what I want to do. I want to feel confident in approaching him.
Oh, sure, absolutely. So again, the best way is to remain fact-based.
Yeah.
And I think also in the language and dynamics of women and men, it's easier and best to remain fact-based as much as possible, especially in the area of business.
Okay, that's very good advice.
Yes, okay,
excellent. Do you get a sense of the licensing agreement coming into being?
I do, because it feels like the individual is also not real clear about it, but it also feels like they're engaged with other parts of their life, shall we say. And so their focus has not entirely been 100%. So when you bring that term to the table along with lawyer, whether you say lawyer or not, it will help them to sort of refocus, recalibrate, and realize, oh, okay, it's just time to get back on the same page. So it'll be easier than you think.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you.
Take care.
There we go. Thanks, Lisa. Good luck to you. Okay, so we are in a dilemma. We've got about 3 minutes left. We're going to get to caller number 6, which is Lacey. Lacey, you are next. So have at it with Zoe. I'm going to go screen some more calls real quick, and we're going to pick a mystery caller number 7.
Okay. Awesome.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Lacey. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can I help you?
I was wondering, do you get guardian angel names?
No, I know some people are very good with that. The angel names that I get are more with the archangels, which are with you. So the first one that actually, there were two that came to mind immediately. One is Archangel Metatron, and one is Archangel Michael. Archangel Metatron helps to, always clear the chakras. Wonderful overall balancer of energies. Archangel Michael keeps us protected. And people tend to call on Michael for anything and everything. So that's beautiful. And the third one that is coming in right now is Archangel Raphael, who is for healing. So whenever, Michael and Raphael are not available, you can also ask for other guardian angels to come in. But the thing with Raphael for you is to call upon him for the healing that you need, because it does feel like you need some physical healing as well as emotional. So does that help?
It does. Is there any physical, area that I need to focus on, or?
It's minor. I'm seeing something going on with the right knee a little bit. Yeah, and if not now, it might be later, but you know what? Claim the healing. Pray to God and to Raphael, and because it feels like there's something going on behind the kneecap. So,
With that, Lacey, we need to send you off and wish you well. So healing thoughts to you tonight. And Zoe, you know what that means? I kind of got a bunch of people here. We're just going to grab one of them as our seventh caller for the night. I'm not even going to look to see who it is. Are we ready?
Okay. Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. I'm just going to pick a line here. Okay. We're going to go. Okay. So who did we pick? It looks like we've got Melissa. Melissa, you are going to be our caller 7 for the night. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is this a good number to, don't tell me your phone number because we don't need everybody calling you, but is this a good number to call you back after the show so we can just give you some information on how to get your information over to Zoe?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. There we go. So I'm going to say thanks to Melissa. And I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll give you a call right after the show. And Zoe, we're out of time. The show flew by. How do you feel?
Oh, this has been so much fun. Wow, darn, I can go for hours.
I know.
But gosh,
that means we're going to have you back next month.
Yay! Okay, I will be here. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on again, and thank you everyone for calling, and I appreciate it. Yes.
And I'll get Melissa's information over to you, and make sure you get information swapped. So everybody, thanks very much. Tomorrow night is Rob Watson, and we're going to talk LGBT issues. So have a great night, everybody. We'll see you live on Thursday. Don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.